Okay, good morning. We're on Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Bet, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Friday. No, no, for sure, Friday, but anyhow. We start at the bottom of the Amud, right at the bottom of the Amud, Vahaboil Aramit. Right, so we saw yesterday in the Mishnah, right, that there were a couple of bases on which a Kanai could pog in bo. So, Agonevet HaKasva, Mekalel B'Kosein, Vahaboil Aramit, Kanain pog inbo. The Kanai can just kill you. So the Gemara starts, says, Bai minei Rav Kahana mi Rav. So Rav Kahana asks Rav a question. He says, Lo pagu bo kanain mahu. Right? In other words, look at Rashi there. Lo pagu bo kanain mahu ma onesh bedabar. So let's say that the Kanai doesn't kill you. Okay, so what's the onesh? Right, where's the onesh? So look at the answer the Gemara gives. In Shiei Rav Legamre. The Gemara. What's it? The Gemara. The Gemara, yeah.
The Gemara.
Rav forgot. Prophet Inche, Rashi says, yeah. Shachach ma she gamar mi rabu bedavar zev lo yada rashivo. He never knew the answer. Momentary loss of everything that goes on there. So Akru le Rav Kahane Bechalme. Look at this. In Rav Kahane in his dream. Someone obviously came to Rav Kahane's dream and read to him a dream in a pasuk. He read the pasuk from Malachi, which says, Bagda Yehuda, right? So Yehuda was a boged, for Toivane, Estab Israel, an abomination of Israel, Ubi Yushalayim, in Yushalayim. Kichilel Yehuda, Kodesh Hashem, right? Yehuda was Mechalel, the holiness of Hashem, Ashahav, Uba'al Bat El Nechar.
They are agreeing
there. Right? So what's saying here? He says, "You never to be sure. Ubishlam kichilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem Asherahev ubaal bat el nechar, because basically he had raised him with el nechar. So ata amale. So he came to Rav Kahane, came to Rav, and says to him, "Hachi akrun ad." Because this is what they read to me. So ad kirav legbare, and as a result of that, Rav remembered his whole limud. And what's the vort of it? It says, "Bagda be Yehuda." Right? What does it mean that they bagad? How do you say bagad? What's the word? I'm better with it. Anyway, I can't think of my English. Right? Zoavadat kochavim. Right? That's Bagdad Yehuda. Basically, they cheated on God. V'chein u'omer. Kein magadat yebi, Beit Yishol, Num Hashem. God said the same thing. V'toivan astah b'yishol v'shalam. What do you mean? The Bob and Ash with Dan Yishol Yishalayim. Zeh mishkav zachur. Right? That's relation between men. V'chein u'omer. V'et zachar lo tishkav mishkav yishah toivah hi. It's a Bob and Ash. And what does it say? Then the pasuk here says, "Kichilal Yehuda Kodesh Hashem." That Yehuda was mechalel the kedusha of Hashem. And what is that? Zuzona. That's a harlot, a prostitute. Look at Rashi over there. V'chein hu omer et zachar kosefer zona mufkeret va'afilu Yisraelit. Right, even a Jew who's completely got no limits. V'chein hu omer lo yeh kadesh. Ubal, right, that's the setting of a zona then, a kadesh, a male or a female a prostitute. Ubal bat el nechar, what does it mean? Ubal bat el nechar, personal relations with a woman who wasn't el nechar. Ze habala kutit, that's having relations with a goy. Uchti batra, and the pasuk says afterwards, right, what does it say after that? The pasuk there says, over here, we've got it further down, in Malachi Yud Bet, pasuk Yud Bet, the next pasuk says, Yachret Hashem leish. Hi, Steve. Chal Hashem leish asher yasena er v'onem ohalei Yaakov v'magish minchal Hashem tzvot. Yicharet Hashem leish. Right? What does it mean? Quite simply, Yicharet Hashem leish. So there's the pasuk. Chal Hashem leish asher yasena er v'ona. Right? Yaakov v'magish minchal Hashem tzvot. Right? So there's the answer. So the Gemara is like this. Im tamid chacham hu, lo yero er b'chachamim v'ona b'tamidim. And if im kohen hu, lo yero ben megish minchal Hashem tzvot. Okay, so there's the answer. Basically, what happens to this guy if the Kanin don't pogimbo? There's karet. Hashem will take care of him. And you'll get his day.
Karet,
yeah. The pasuk here says, Lord, yicharet Hashem l'ish asher yasena. Okay, Amar b'chir bar avuya, kol habala kutit. Right, now are we discussing this habala kutit, right? While we're on that subject. Right, kol habala kutit keilu mitchaten ba'avodat kochavim. See that? Habala kutit מתחתן אל עבודת כוכבים. תכתיב, וואז זה כוזית, הוא בעל בת אל נאחר. Right, see that? El Nechar. Uba'al bat El Nechar. Basically, if you're having, you're basically marrying yourself. V'chibat yesh lo le'el Nechar? So the Gemara, what are you talking about? What do you mean, v'chibat yesh lo le'el Nechar? El zeh ha'bala kutit. Let's bala kutit. Is it if you mitchatem with El Nechar? That's a pshat over there.
What's the punishment? That doesn't answer the question.
No, the punishment, we already finished the punishment. We're in a new sugya now. The punishment was Yikaret Hashem. We said ma pogin bo mahu. We brought the pasuk. It says yicharet Hashem lish. We finished the answer right now. We're a new subject now. While we're discussing kutim,
so the doesn't kill him.
Because it's a karet. Hashem will get karet.
It's karet to have relations with a non-Jewish woman. So what is that?
It's interesting what you're saying. There isn't a love, right? It doesn't say tikaret. There's a drushia of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, look, what's the Gemara? I have a minute. Yes, I understand.
We had also had some learning about a non-Jewish relationship with a non-Jewish woman. There was some
sense. So it's clearly not something that the Gemara got excited about, right? But it wasn't something we were suggested to do. But I think the half a minute here of the Gemara is that if the Mishnah is telling you that Haboel Aramit Kanain Poginbo, how can you go? Where can you get a right to go kill people? So the Gemara's got to search for a basis that this person's chayv mita of some form. Otherwise, how can you allow a kanai to kill you? Mm-hmm. So we find a mixed pasuk in Malachi, Yichret Hashem li'ish asher yatsena. Does the Rambam bring it la halocha? Just help me there. Does the Rambam bring it la halocha? I don't know how you are. Does the Rambam bring la halocha that you can, that's chayv karet? I don't know. I didn't look at
it. I have karev doesn't mean I can kill him.
No, agreed. I agree with you, but still, chetiv batei. Look, the aleph is aleph yalocha. Here it says, yeah, my mol is perik yud bet milchut isur bia halocha vav. See how the aleph says, chetiv batei yichashem mishasher yasena.
It's a team. Yeah. Concerning one who engages in kosher with a Gentile woman.
Zealot
did not strike him, and the court did not strike him.
The punishment
is explicit in the prophets for the
deceased Tarek. There we are. Okay. So that's the but it's in the Melachi. It's not a pasuk. Okay. All right, let's go. So now, while we're on that, we're talking about Avu Yakor Barakotit. Hi, Mati. Barakotit, Kilo Mitchater, Barakochavim. This is what I can read. Okay. But I'm Rav Chiya. Now, again, since we brought Rav Chiya Bar Avuya, another Amam Rav Chiya Bar Avuya, Katuv al Golgotato Shoyakim. Right, he was a bad guy, Yurakim. He was a king, evil king, right? So on his gulgolet, on his skull, right? So written on his skull is Zot v'od acheret. Look at Rashi, the very beginning of the narrow lines. Very beginning of the Rashi there. Ketuv al gulgolet Rashi Yurakim. Mishum Rabbi Chiya bar Avu anakadash. Rabbi says as well, because Rabbi Chiya bar Avu, we learned the previous halacha, but Rabbi Akutit, we bring Rabbi Chiya bar Avu here again. Zot v'od acheret, nekama naaseit ba'kvar. He's already had revenge has been brought to him of some kind, right? V'od acheret ta'aseh ba. That's what it means, zod v'od acheret. In other words, there's more coming. That's written on his forehead, right? On his engraved into his skull. So now, skeinod Rabbi Freida, look at this, Rashi is quite interesting here. It says, skeinod Rabbi Freida. Skeinod means like his grandfather, Rabbi Freida's grandfather. But look who he says, who Rabbi Chiya bar Avua, right? So this is, v'am Rabbi Chiya bar Avua. Ketuv al gulgolet, so now it says, v'zaken Rabbi Chiya. He himself, in other words, Rabbi Chiya himself, right? Eshkachahu gulgalta. He found the skull. David Shadia Beshari Yerushalayim was thrown by the gates of Yerushalayim. And it was written on it, Zot v'lacheret. He saw engraved in the skull, Zot v'lacheret. So what does he say? He obviously assumed that he knew what was going on. He says, Kavra v'hadar navug. Right? He buried it. Hadar navug. Look at Rashi there. V'hadar navug. Navug bits betzavi atzamik vurata. So basically, no matter how hard he buried it, and it came out of the ground again, popped out of the ground, right? Again, the Gemara says kavra b'had a navug. He buried it again, it popped out again. So this skull wasn't prepared to stay in the ground, right? Amar. So what did he say to himself? Now Rabbi Chiya bar Avua, he says, "Hi gulgalta shel Yehoyakim. This must be Yehoyakim's gulgolit, right? Dektiv be kvurat chamor yikaver." Look at Rashi there, Chamor, Kvat Chamor, Mushlach Brochovot. How do you bury a donkey? Don't give a donkey a fancy funeral and a grave and the whole story. They're probably all Mishnahs to do that, though, but as a rule, you don't bury a donkey, right? So it says here, Kvat Chamor, Amar Malku, at the end of the day, Stam, he says, but still, he was a king. Can't just throw the king's skull away. Sashakla karcha b'shirai. So he wrapped it up in shirai. I think it's like some sort of like a fancy cloth or something, silk or satin. What is it? Silk. Right. V'utvei b'sifta. And he put it. Look at Rashi. There was sifta. He put it in argaz, in a box. Right, in his room. He stuck this thing now. Atai dvitu, his wife arrives home. Right. Chazita, she sees the skull in a box. Right. Nafka, she takes it outside. And Amr lehula shvivata. Right. And she tells all her neighbors there. Rashi says there, the shvivata le shchunte. Right. She goes and shows the woman of the neighborhood there. Look what I found. My husband's got the skull in his box. So Amri Lay, these wise women, what they say to her, Haid itata kamaitahi. This is his previous wife. The lo kamanshela. Look at Rashi there. The lo kamanshela. Aina nishkachat milibo. Right? He hasn't forgotten her. Still in his heart. He's got his skull. He still loves his ex-wife. His previous, his first wife. She got to the tanur of a kal. She came stuck it in the fire and she burnt it. Right? Kiata, when he arrived home. Okay. Rav Chiyabar, obviously he had a laugh to himself. Amar hainu dichtiv ilave. This is what it meant when it was written in his skull. Zot v'odacheret. Right, another one's coming. Other words, he first got his first insult. Now he got burnt. His skull got burnt. And that was the story. Okay, Kiatra Avdimi, back to our story now. To our story. Kiatra Avdimi, Amar Beit Dino. Just out of interest, I said I've been listening now. My runs to Jonathan Sacks. So even like at the most, like, serious lectures, he starts like with a little light story, you know. Mm. I was saying, you see where it comes from, man. Weekly, no, I'm listening to a little intellectual that he gave with the Pope, an hour lecture on the loss of Europe's soul. I listened to it's one of the ones that also was, he spoke at the Chabad Shlichim conference for 5 years ago in New York.
Wow.
And it was amazing. Half an hour. I recommend anyway to listen to it. It's actually brilliant. But anyhow. But he always gives a joke. I said, that's dumb. Yeah, come on with the joke as well. There's not a joke about Yakim's. It's a joke. Exactly. It's as old as our Gemara. The Gemara's put a couple of jokes here. You know, sitting around that midrash serious, don't you? Come on with this. It might even be a true story, but it's not a joke. Okay. Number three, right. So now, Amar, in fact, Colin Shachar, listen to this year. He was the one that told me to listen to that that Shlichim conference. Really, it's amazing. He attributes like everything. He speaks about his times with the Rebbe. When he met the Rebbe, he spoke to the Rebbe a few times. He consulted with the Rebbe. He became a rabbi because of the Rebbe. It's quite amazing. Okay. Kiata Amar, Hainu Dichtiv, Kiata Avdimi Amar, Beit Dino Shel Chashmonai. Now it's quite interesting. I must have learned this Gemara yesterday. I think to myself, it's amazing. You know, we see how Ezra and Nehemiah, you know, they really created Judaism like we know it. But you already see the Chashmonaim, right? Chashmonaim, they were after Ezra and Nehemiah, right? You see the Chashmonaim themselves added like a lot of Gzeiras and Takanot, etc. So it was like a lot of development, you know. Judaism like, took a long time to develop to the time that we got it now. It's like not a. It's like a schiatra of Dimi Amar.
It's definitely evolved.
But it stopped a little bit. It stopped a little bit.
With modern questions today.
Yeah, but not like still. We don't create. You'll see now. Look what I mean. Karadimi Amar Mishum. It's a schiatra of Dimi Amar Beit Dino Shel Chashmonai Gazru. Look at the quick Zairus. Right. Haba ala kutit. Now this is a bit strange, because if we just said it's you chayev karet, so why we need the chashmonaim to gozer? Now look what they say. Chayev alei mishum nashga. Now we'll see the second what nashga stands for. Ki atar rabin, that was when Rav Dibi came into Israel. Ki atar rabin amar, he same thing, he said nanoku nashga because of nashgaz. Now the difference is the zayin, look at that. Nida, you chayev on a kuti for nida, even though there's no nida with a goya. Right, but you still chayev, look at Rashi. Nida, afapi shedam kutit kedam behema. Right, no, that you can't get more explicit than that, right? Mikol mako mius vechilu likdushat Hashemu. It's a chilu Hashem, right? Then shivcha, you over on shivcha, she keshivcha. Look, it's lo she Knesset Yisrael gevira nikrat. Amishal called gevira, and she's called a shivcha, right? A goya, yeah, avodat kochavim. Look at Rashi there. Lo titchaten, ibam. And a zona. So that is the Zion, right? So you're over on those four things, he said Rabin. And Rav Dimi Hirishni said that you always on Nashgah. He said the shin at the end there. Right? About Mishum Ishut. No. Nashgah. Because of Eshut Ish, no. Laitlo. Right? So Vairuch. So he says, how come he says you Achai on Eshut says Nashai Vada Lo Mifkre? There's a machloket here where the concept of Eshut Ish applies. Look at that Rashi, the Eshut Ish. Velaba Mash, the Nama Mash, why not Mamash? The Kiddushin Lait Lehu. Because Goyim haven't got the concept of Kiddushin. No, so their marriage is not a real marriage.
Not Tufsim.
No, not Tufsim. They themselves, when they get married, it's not a proper marriage. So therefore, when the Goyim are married, you aren't really over an Eshet Ish, because she's not really married like we define marriage. But so that's the machloke between Rav Dimi and Ravin. So Rav Chisda. So now we go back to our sugya here of the Karain Poginbo, right? Says like Rav Chisda, Habali Malech, a guy comes to consult. Now you see this going on here. Yeah? You see a guy about the rest of the kuti, you come and ask your rabbi, I must go kill her or kill him. Right, the Gemara is Habali Malech ain't Morino. You don't teach him, you don't say yes. Right? You don't go and give instructions. Look at Rashi, Amar Abchiz, the Kanai Habali Malech, Beitin, comes to Beitin and says, what must I do? Ubeshaat Maaseh, and obviously while the Maaseh is taking place, because the Kanai, we'll see just now, only has the Haloch, only has permission to kill at the time of the Maaseh. Right? He can't go, if he saw it happening and they finished.
We saw it yesterday, right?
We saw it yesterday with the, was it right. Yesterday we saw it? Now we're going to see it coming up, maybe it's in Rashi, but it's the Gemara coming up right now, it's with Pinchas. Did we have it yesterday? Yeah, but the whole book, maybe we had it yesterday, it could be right. It could have been in the Mishnah. Let's look quickly. Akone Madnit Nakasva Aramit, but I'm gonna inpogi more
Bina Dam Shin. They can only do it at the time it's happening.
Rashi says, yeah, you're 100% right. Kinatoshima kompoginbo, Beshaashero in eta maase. Oh, at the time. Avala achar mikan. Ain mitato misrale baitin, but achar moshe sinahu. Let's go. That's Rashi and it's halacha moshe sinah. That the Kanai has the right. We'll learn the Makor right now in a second. So right, he says here, Emorino. It my name, I'm Rabbi Barachan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Habali Melech Emorino. Same, Rabbi Yochanan agrees. But no odd, more than that. Ela she'im piresh Zimri v'hargo. If Zimri had stopped having relations with that woman, right? Right. At the if he had left her, and Pinchas would have killed him, Neheragalav. Pinchas would have been chayv mita. It's only at the moment. Now even more than that. Nehepach Zimri v'hargo lePinchas, and even though Pinchas was a Kanai and he had the chance to kill him, if Zimri had turned around and killed Pinchas, he'd be in patur. Why? Ene ragalav wa sharei rodefu. Pinchas was the rodef.
Bisman
maaseh. So even though you're the Kanai, your life is in danger. So the Gemara is telling you, you want to be a Kanai. But know one thing, you got to kill a guy and he turns around and saves his life, he's patur because you were a rodef. So you take a chance, right? That's a chance. Then Moshe Shofta Yisrael, yeah, we see the Makor. With Vayomer Moshe Shofta Yisrael, look at it right, at the Pasuk here. This Pasuk is taking place, much at the time, but Midbar Kafe, Vayomer Moshe Shofta Yisrael, Hirgu Isha Nashav, and it's Madim Leval Por. You see, while they were busy Valpor, Moshe was baiting, they were sitting saying, go kill them. Right? Halach Shivto Shel Shimon, Etzel Zimri Ben Salud, and remember we saw Shimon, the Shevet of Shimon, were busy with all of that, but the guys were busy, right? They were busy being killed by Moshe, by their baiting, they were the ones suffering the punishment because they were busy with Ben-Bor. He says, they went to Zimri Ben Salu, right? Who was the leader of the tribe. Amrulo, Hein Danin Din Nefashot. They're busy doing Din Nefashot on us. Vata Yoshev Veshotek. And you're not doing anything. So what did he do, Zimri? Now he wants to prove he's the leader. Yeah, Masa. Amad Vekibet Kaf Dalet Elef Mishal. 24,000 of his people. Valach Etzel Kozbi. Right? Right, that was right, the woman. Amarla. Hashmieli. In other words, come be with me, right? So she says to him, look what she says to him. Amra lo. But Melech Ani, what do you want from him? And I'm a princess, right? My father said to me, "Lo tishmi ele legadol shevem." Your target is Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't go sleep with any stump peasant. You the princess, you go find the king. So Amarla. So he says to her, "Afhu nasi shevetu." He says he's also just a stump shevet, or maybe he's talking in the third person. I'm also a Nasi Shevet. Look at Rashi over here. Nasi Shevet Shimon, right? Kid Lekama, right? He says, I'm also a prince. I'm a velo od. And the Shehu Gadol Mimenu, Ahim, this third brand, his third person, is even greater than Moshe. Why? Or Aaron. Shehu Sheini Labeten. He's the second. Look at Rashi there, Sheini Labeten. Look at Rashi there, Shimon. Rashi there, Shimon, Sheini Labeten, Levi Shlishi Labeten. Because Ruvain, Shimon, Levi. Shimon was the second to the second born. Mm-hmm. And Levi is only the third born. So Moshe or Aaron, whichever one was, came out of Levi. Vuhu Shlishi Labeten. So now she got excited. Tafsa ba blorita, he grabbed her by the hair. Vehivir to Moshe and dragged her over to Moshe. Amarlo, Ben Amram, says to him, Moshe, Zu asura, or moteret, is she okay or not? Vehim tomar asura, he learns a kavachome here with Moshe Rabbeinu. So if you tell me that she's asur, bat yitro mihi tirelach, who allowed you to take bat yitro? It's also a goya, right? This is the second time on the Amud we're learning Nitalma Min HaLacha. Remember at the beginning we learned with Rav. That with Rav, when they came to ask Rav the Alocha about Karain Poginbo, we said that Aviyah in Shade Rav Ligmara, right? Rav forgot his Alocha. Same thing Aviyah, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. Nitalma Min HaLacha, look at Rashi, Nitalma Min HaLacha, Sheneh Ma'alo B'Sinah Abu Al-Kutit. Because we had Sarah, he was taught this Alocha. Right? Nag'u, Ga'u Kulam B'Bchiyah. That's why everyone started crying. Behind the Dikhti, look at it, brings a Pasuk over here. The pasuk here comes from Bamidbar. V'nei ish mivnei Yisrael ba v'yekarev elechav et ha-midyanit le'enei Moshe. They brought the midyanit v'nei Moshe. U'le'enei kol ha-pin Yisrael u'v'heima bochim petach oma. They're crying. Why are they crying? Because see, Moshe's got no answer to this. U'chti v'yar Pinchas ben Elazar. And Pinchas saw, what did he see? Amar Rav, ra'a ma'aseh v'niskar halacha. He saw the ma'aseh, remember the halacha. Right? And amar lo, and he said like this to himself. Achi Avi Abba, right? When Pinchas was Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, right? So Aaron was his grandfather. Moshe was his grandfather's brother. So he says, Achi Avi Abba, right? My father's brother, right? Lo kach limadetani, beredacham, didn't you like Har Sinai? Habor lakutit karein poginbo? You look up with Alocha, right? Amarlo. So look at what she says to him. Kariyane de Igarta, the one who reads the letter, Ihu lihave pravanka. Look at Rashi there, pravanka. He tells what pravanka means. He says, shaliach. So the one who reads the letter, he's the shaliach. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell him distinctly, right? Go kill him. Because then we just saw the aloha a second ago. Abadi malech en morinlo. You can't teach him the aloha. So he has to teach him in Beremiza, right? So that's why he didn't say it to him directly. He sort of like hints to him. So that was what Rav says. That was Rav, right? What did he see? Rav, right? And Shmuel Amar Mara, she'ein chokma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein eitza neged Hashem. When it comes to eitza neged Hashem, there's no chokma, there's no tvuna. In other words, what does he mean by that? Look at Rashi there. Shmuel Amar Vayar Ra'ah she'ein chokma. Klomar niskar pasuk ein chok. You never remember the pasuk by Aramit. Ela ve'ein the ein chokma ve'ein tvuna neged Hashem. Sheko makom sheyesh chilul Hashem. Whenever there's chilul Hashem. Ein chokin kavod rav. You don't start giving kavod. You take lefichach hora pinchas halacha b'fnei rabo. That's why, because you know it's asul more halacha b'fnei rabo yichayv mita. You can't pass in front of your rabbi. You got to ask him. Okay. Not when it comes to b'chilul Hashem. V'lo him tini tor reshut b'moshe. He never waited to get permission. Shlo yiru haroim. What was his concern? Didn't want the guys around him to think v'yomedu latir takutit. Because he came to Moshe to ask the question. In actual fact, he should have waited for Moshe to answer the question. According to the way the Gemara is learning the story, Zimri bought her over because Bian said Shimuta, and then he decided himself to have relations with her in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. He should have waited Moshe to do the halacha. He's passing in front of his rabbi. He came to Romach and he killed. Look at the Gemara carries on and says like this. So what did he do? Right, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Lezi Inam Rabbi Lezi Ra'a Sheba Malach Vishchit Ba'am. Right, he says this. This is Rabbi Yitzchak gives a third answer because we said Mara'a, right? We said Ra'a Am V'Bacha. So it says afterwards, what did he see? So we had Rav say that he saw the Maaser in Skol Halacha of Boel Aramit Boel Etakutit Karim Fogimbo. Shmuel said that he saw She'en Chochma Ve'en Tvuna Ve'en Eitz Neged Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchak says what did he saw? Ra'a Sheba Malach Ve'Hishchit Ba'am, that a Malach came. Right, and started causing the Am to be killed because a plague came. So, Vayakom mitoch haida, Vayikach romach biado. Right, Look at Mikan She'ein Yichasin B'chli Zayin B'da Midrash. What's going on over here? Because this din was all taking place in B'da Midrash. So obviously he never had a sword with him. He had to go and get a sword. So when he was in the B'da Midrash, he never had a sword. You see the halacha, by the way, you don't bring a Kli Zayin to B'da Midrash. But look what he says over here. Vayakom Vayikach Chal Da'ad Hashtelav B'yadu Ha'am, says Rashi. And Ha'idah, Ha'idah Sanhedrin, Shayu Yoshvim V'danin, Kriktiv, Kachet Kol Rashai V'amre B'paragalel. Chilek Lahem Batei Din L'dunam Din Nefashot Shalavon Por. Moshe is busy. There's Beit Din here. But Baal Por is happening. There's a plague taking place. Guys have been killed. And the Beit Din is sitting deciding how best to deal with the situation. Right? So now he says, Shalaf Shinin. Look at Rashi there. Shalaf HaBarzel Shebarosha Eitzer Romach. He's clever, Pinchas. He took the spear. He separated the actual arrow from the wood, from the wood. Right? Vehinicha Ba'un Kalo. It says Un Mabush. And he hid it in his clothes. So you couldn't see it, right? Vahaya Nish'an. And he used like as a walking stick the actual, the wood itself. What's the time? Are we late there? Vaholech al maklo, right? And he walks the thing, the kiven shekia etzel shifto shel Shimon Amayim. When he arrives at Shimon's place now, so now Shimon's, all the guys, Shimon, they're obviously up here, obviously the guys have been killed, there's a plague, there's Baal Peor, their leader's busy with Moshe Rabbeinu, right? We saw a second, they've already gone to complain to Zimri. He says, Heichan matzinu shel shifto shel Levi, gadol mishel shifto, mishel Shimon. We think that Levi's greater than Shimon. Amru hinicho lo afu lasot tzorchav. What do you mean? They said, let him come in, look at Rashi, lasot tzorchav. Rashi says, yeah, Tashmish. He also wants to have a go with these women from right? Let him come in and also join the party. Right? Nichnas. He came in. Hitiru pushin et adavar. Look at Rashi. Hitiru pushin et adavar. Hitiru pushin et adavar. Vabadai mutar lasot kain shere pinchas asak emotainu. Kachamru haomdim sham kushushin nichnas. So they all thought, oh, this is amazing. We've got a heter here now, right? It's like when, you know, you can eat treif with Ashgocha when the rabbi's watching you through the window, right? Right? And it's a vision, right? Pusha Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha, and then he came in, obviously, and he took out his arrow and he killed him, and the whole story, we know the story. So now it says on that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Nisim Nasulu Lepinchas. I'm not sure I understand all of them, to be honest with you. Echad Shayal Lezimri Lifrosh Velo Piresh. Zimri could have, when he saw Pinchas there, quickly stopped, and then Pinchas couldn't kill him anymore. He never carried on doing the carried on. There was the nest; they was able to kill him. Right? Ve'echad shayalu l'daber v'lo l'daber. Pinchas could have. Rashi says that l'daber is not like l'daber. Look, Rashi lizok l'anshei shivto l'sayo. Right? When Pinchas saw them coming, this happening as he pulled out the spear, could have shouted some of his guards there, stop him. He never said a word. Pinchas just kept quiet. Zimri. Ve'echad shechivein bezichruto shel ish. ובנקבותה של אישה. He aimed exactly at the right spot. ואחד שלא נשמטו מן הרומח. And the fourth nice over here was, right, שלא נשמטו, look at Rashi there, לפרוש זה מזה, עד שראו שהרגם בדין. Right, he was able to keep the spear right in them and whatever. ואחד שבא מלאך והגביה, now somebody, you've got English to help you, anybody like trying to do this. What do you mean, ואחד שבא מלאך, והגביה את המשקוף. Rashi says that he lifted up the doorpost, right? Look at Rashi there, he says, והגביה את המשקוף, והוציאה נדבקין, he could carry them out. Obviously, because it was a high enough door, he could carry them up like this with the two of them having to take them down, right? Look at Rashi. Ve'lo hutzrach la'shpil ha'romach v'yishmetu. He never had to take the spear out and separate them. Okay, I got it. Right? There was another one. Ve'chad sheba malach v'yishchit pa'am. And the same thing that the malach was busy going wild. There was a plague. Look at Rashi there. Hutredu b'nei shev shifto v'lo hargul pinchas. They were busy worrying about the plague, so they just weren't too bothered about pinchas there. Right? So those were the six naces and miracles. Now, Ba, the Chavtan, Ibn Amakom. Okay, that's not a nace for here. That's a nace bichlal. Okay, Vachavtan Ibn Amakom, and he threw them down in front of the Mishkan. Amalef, Anav, Moshe, Olam, Alelu, Yiplu, Kavtan Ibn Israel. 24,000 people are going to die from a plague because of these guys. Sheneemar, Ve'yu ha-metim magefa, Arba'a ve'eshrim alef. Then Pinchas, so Pinchas was cross with Hashem, right? So the Gemara says that's why it says Vayav Mod Pinchas Vayipalel. Look at that. Amar Rabbi Elazar Vayitpalel Lo Neemar. It says Hitpalel. It says Hipalel Vayipalel. Ma'avi Melamed Kivyachol. Kivyachol says the Gemara, right? Like as if you can imagine. Shasa Plilut Im Kono. Look at Rashi there. Shasa Plilut Riv. He had a machlok with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Right now, the Gemara carries on. Bikshu malachah shayt edachfo. So the angels want to do punish Pinchas for this. Amar lahen, Hashem obviously, he says, Hinichu lo, leave him alone. Why? Kanai ben Kanai, who is a Kanai ben Kanai. A Kanai, the son of Kanai. What's the son of Kanai? Meshiv Chema ben Meshiv Chema. He's the one who's able to calm down my anger. The son of one who calms down my anger. Look at Rashi there. Ben Kanai, Mishavet Levi, Shekina b'maase Dina, Dichtiv ha'kzonai yaseh lachotenu. So already Levi, with Dina, right? Also was a Kanai. And Ben Meshiv Rashi, Aaron, b'maase de Korach, Dichtiv ki yetzeh ha'ketzev uchtiv ha'yitel et ha'ktorit. Aaron was the one who quickly calmed everything down. So he comes from the same tribe. They all come from Levi, right? We know that they're a family of people who are able to come and save Hashem's kavod. Okay, Tchilu Shvatim Mevazinotos. Now the tribes themselves started mocking him. Thank you. Raitem ben puti ze shepitem avi. We learned this coming before, remember? He says, where's it coming from? Sota, I think, right? About Batra.
Sota.
And Sota, right? And Sota. We learned in Yemen, we learned in Sotah, right? We learned in Sotah. He says, he says, Imo agalim la'avodat kochavim, because he was called a Ben Puti, right? His mother, right? Avi Imo, his mother's grandfather was Yitro, right? So he was busy preparing agalim for Avodah Zorah. Baharag nasich of Israel, he can go and kill the Shem of Israel. Baha katuv, therefore the pasuk came in the Torah, v'yichsu Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon ha-Kohen. So put him back to Aaron, gave him the cover of being the Ben of Aaron, right? Agdem lo shalom, and also I give him shenemar lachein amor hineni noten lachai priti shalom. Uruuya kaprazu shtek bechabit molechet lola. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Rav. Now Rashi's got a long story there about Avi Imo, but we're going to it now. Then we saw that we learned the Gemara in Sota. If his mother wasn't from Yitro, then his grandmother or the other side was from Yitro. The whole story, but one of them came from Yitro, right? Amarav Nachman, Amarav Maidichtiv, Zarzir Motnaim, Otayish, Omelech, Alkum, Amo. Right? We're speaking about Zimri. Right? On Zimri. Right? Zarzir Motnaim.
Otayish, Omelech, Alkum.
Right? One second. Motnaim. Rashi says, Mashi says, Arba Amo, Adaram, Zazir. Okay, hold on one second. Let me find my place. Yeah. Where's the Rashi there? Shadeh Mechbet Lam. Dalet Am. Okay, we haven't got it. Amo. Arba Me'ot Ve'eshrim Ve'arba Be'ilot. So it says here that he had 424 Be'ilot. What is that? Does it matter?
He's a busy man.
Right. Ba'al Oto Rasha Oto Hayom. That day. Ve'him Tinlo Pinchas Ad Shetashash Kocho. Pinchas waited till he got exhausted. For who I know Yodea Shemelech Alkum Amo. Look at this in a second here. Look at what do you mean Arba Amot? How do we get to R 424? Rashi says that the word Zarzir, but Gematria is that I actually worked it out. It is Zarzir, Zayin and Zayin are 2, Reish and Reish are 400, and Zayin and Zayin is 14, and 10 is 24. Zarzir, 24, 424. Right? So 424, that's what says Zarzir Motnaim. Right? So that's what he says. And then he says there, Motnaim Lashonam, Otaish Ad Shetashash Kocho. See that? He says, Zarzir Motnaim Otaish.
We're not going to remember. Right? Pasuk Zarzir Umi Mishlei Beklal.
Zarzir Motnaim Otaish Umi Mishlei was speaking about Pinchas. I don't know. Right? Otaish Ad Shetashash Kocho. I'm confused with the facts. Right? Al-Kum Amo. Look at Al-Kum Amo. Look at Rashi's amazing Al-Kum Amo. This. Shekola Kamot Elav. Ur Pinchas Loi Haya Yodeya. Right? Wait, there was a, I think Akum Amo, I read it was a Likuta Rashi. He says Akum Amo, he thinks it's an Arabic word. Rashi, look at that. Upinchas, yeah, it was Rashi here. Akum Amo, right? Look at that Rashi there. Akum Amo, Upinchas Lohaya Yodaya. Upinchas, right? Who eno Yodaya Shemelech Alkum Amo. Look at Rashi there. Shakarosh Baruchu Sheshmo Melech Alkum Amo, right? Shilohaya Tarik Lamtin, she just called, but he never had to wait. Hashem was with him. What do you have to wait for? Right? When you're Abena, look at Rashi. He says, when you're Abena, it seems to me, Shateva hazot lashon aravi, that Alkum is lashon aravi, Sheko ptichat tevotehen al. Alkum. Is Alkum. Alkud, sorry. It's Alkum. Rashi says the Arabic word. Right? We might need to Tanina, and then the Gemara says, no, we got a brighter that says Shishim, that there weren't 424, that there were 60. He had 60 bilot a day. He wants to achin asaka beitza hamuzeret until he's basically his testicles were all completely strange. But he had taka arugam le'amayim, and she was filled up with sperm. That she says like a trough of water. Okay, Rav Kahana Moshava beitza. Okay, Tan Rabbi Yosef kav kever Shela Ama, that uter, I don't know, whatever vagina was like, as big as a wad. I'm Rav Shai, Lo Kozbi Shema, right, her name's not Kozbi, Ela Shvilnai Batsu Shema, is Shavilnai. But why would Lamani crack Shema Kozbi? Why is she called Kozbi? She Kazvab Avia, because she went against her father. Her father said she should only go with the king, and she ended up going with the prince. Right, Davracher, Kozbi, why Kozbi? Shamra Lavia Kusbi Amze, right? Look at Rashi, this is not Arabic, this is Hebrew, right? Look here, he says here, Kusbi, I'm Rashi. Rashi says over here, Shachut Otam Al Yadi. Right? V'halud Amra Insha, this is where the expression comes from. Ben Kanelur Bani Shavil Nai. Right, look at Rashi there. Al Shem Kusbi Omrim. Davar Ze Ben Konil Orve Makom Yichud Or Bani Arava Daka. Right, this is Shaykh to Sukkos. Right, an aravadaka, a thin willow, hagdela bein ha'agamin, that grows in the ponds, right? I don't know exactly what the expression means. Anybody want to read it there? How do they translate in English what it says there?
Between reeds and willows, what does Shevil Nai see? Clearly she seeks licentiousness.
Okay, very nice. All right. So my bai behare kalpe de kane shavrine my bai gafter kak. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Chamisha shemot yesh lo. Zimri's got five names. Zimri uben Salu two, uShaul three, uben Akranit four, veShlomiel ben Sur five. Right, Zimri al shnasak beit samuza. So he basically from so much sex his testicles got strange. Ben Salu al shehisli avnot shemishpachto. He detracted ben. Became crooked. Shaul asher shilas mod devar aver. He borrowed himself to aver. Ben Aknanit asher sa masik Kanan. Umashmo, what's his real name? Shlomiel ben Tzuri Shaddai Shemo. Okay. Good. Now we go back to Mishnah. Kohen shishimesh betuma. We saw there. Remember that Kohen shishimesh betuma. That the young Kohanim take him outside and they crash his skull. Right. By minar of acher bar hunem mirav sheishet. So Kohen shishimesh betuma chayev mita b'deh shamayim. Ena chayev mita b'shamayim. Is he really chayev mita? No chayev mita. What's it from Malocha from Shamayim? Amali says, what's your problem? Nitu look in Mishnah. Kohen shishimesh betuma ena chayev akonim mebi nutu lebeit. Reading lebeit in ena pirchei Kohanim motzin oto chutz lele azaru potzin mocho begizrin. That's the answer. It's chayev mita. V'yisak adat mechayev b'deh shamayim. And if you would have thought that he's chayav b'dei shamayim, so why do the youngsters kill him? Lishavkeite likto b'dei shamayim. Let him be killed. Obviously the answer is no. Not chayav b'dei shamayim because they wouldn't kill him over here. Elamai. Ain't no chayav. He said, we're not chayav. But why did he say they're not chayav? What, me committed Rachmana Patre va'ana neikum v'nikta lei? We can be sitting that the Torah says he's Patre and we kill him? If you tell me he's not chayav b'dei shamayim, then how can we kill him? Right? Velo. But now, so the Gemara says Rav Sheshet, yeah, I think it's like a dialogue here, right, between Rav Acher Bar Huna and Rav Sheshet. So Rav Sheshet, what do you mean? Why not? What, there aren't examples? Of course, the examples. But now, Mishel Laka Veshana, we learned yesterday. Mm-hmm. Person who got Malko twice. Beit Din Machzor Lekippa. Put him in a kippa, we kill him. So there, he's not Chayim, and we kill him. So he says, no. There's different. Why? Because Rachmana Patrev and Nakatlin Anlei. He says, there. He says, he's Dochev, he says, Rachmana Pach. No, sorry, this proof, right? Rachmana Pach, and Nachal Nai. So he says, no, that's not true. Why? Because I'm Rabbi Yirmi, I'm Resh Lakish. But Malko Chil Kritu, remember Malko Kritu, he actually already was Chayev Karet. Right? The Gavre Bar Katalus, therefore, is a dead guy. He says, what is it? Vaha Goneva Kasava. We saw yesterday the guy who steals. So another attempt now to prove that there are times we can go into Chayev Mitu Vashamayim. A guy who steals Kadim from the Bet HaMikdash. So he says, no, Vaham Rav Yehuda, Bekli Sharet Askinan. Right? Uramize lo yavol yot kabalat hakodesh made me so that a pasuk actually said no, you go you chayv mita. It's not a good example either. So he tries again. V'ha'mekalad hakosayim. We see a guy who curses Hashem using magicians or whatever. So he says no. Ha tani Rav Yosef yakeh kosayim et kosmo demichzek kivarech Hashem. No, we so we haven't found a case yet where you can just kill a guy stam and that's the Torah yichayv. So he says wait a second. V'ha boil akutit. Here we are boil akutit. We saw boil akutit. Right? Karein poginmo. So he says. He doesn't like it either. Why? It says, "Ha akruder Rav Kahana bechama." We see that they came in a dream to Rav Kahana and told him the pasuk where they actually chamita. Va'ad kruder Rav legamer. Rav in the moment is Gemara. You don't listen to Pavia.